USA Radio News with Wendy King.
143 people aboard a military charter plane heading from Cuba to Florida wound up in the St. John's River near Jacksonville, Florida. The plane apparently overshot the runway and went into the water.
The water is shallow, so the rescue operations were relatively easy. And I do see that they launched one of the rafts, which would be standard. Once you deploy a slide or you pop the emergency doors, that's automatic.
The plane was one of two regular weekly flights, rotating back U.S. military personnel, family, and contractors from the Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. There were no prisoners on board, and there were only a few minor injuries. Cities along the Mississippi River are deluged with water, and they're expecting even more flooding this weekend. So far, four deaths have been blamed on the high water. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
The North Koreans have once again fired off test missiles. Officials in Seoul are now reporting that North Korea has fired not one, but several short-range missiles. This may be a sign of a diplomatic breakdown between President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un. The president did speak on the phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin following the release of the Mueller report.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain, and it ended up being a mouse, but he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
Meanwhile, the head of the House Judiciary Committee has set a Monday deadline for the Attorney General to present an unredacted version of the Mueller report to Congress. The 23-year-old truck driver, who was accused of speeding and causing a fiery Colorado highway crash last week, has been charged with four counts of vehicular homicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The mother of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was held in North Korean custody, then died shortly after he was returned to the U.S., is making an emotional appeal to continue the pressure on North Korea. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
In Washington, Cindy Warmbier recalled when she met her comatose son on the plane bringing him home.
My gorgeous boy, who every girl had an immediate crush on, looked like a monster. I swear. The look in his eyes, which I didn't know he was blind at the time, was absolute horror. Horror, like he'd seen the devil, and he had. He was with the devil.
Warmbier said Friday that while she supported Trump's effort to negotiate with Kim, she was not optimistic about diplomacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.